Okay, good morning, everyone. A few technical difficulties as we navigate this morning, so we're going via telephone. Old-fashioned way. We're looking at Joshua chapter 24 today, a couple of verses in chapter 24 from 14 to 18. Before we do that, remember BethanyChurchofGod.org. We're going to go, all the details are there. I posted the bulletin, I posted the calendar, all the upcoming events. One of the things I think we forgot to put in there is the ladies' Bible study, which they're doing an offtake from Priscilla Schreiber, and they're going to be doing that live over at Hope Crossing. Linda wanted me to remember that. That's coming up. We'll see details for that. We have coffee fellowship this morning, and just glad that you are joining us. We're a little bit behind, but we're going to go ahead and worship the Lord this morning, and then I'll carry on with a word of prayer and so on. So let's begin with this song.
Yeah.
Father, we just come to you today. We adore you, God, even when things do not work the way that we want them to work, even when technology challenges us. God, we are not challenged by your love, because your goodness is running after me. And all my life, God, you have been faithful. No matter what storms, no matter what trials, no matter what tribulations, no matter what joys, no matter what mountaintop or valley experience, you are good, God, and we are grateful for that, and we thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for the challenges. We thank you for this opportunity, and we ask, God, that you would pour open your Spirit upon us today. Father, that we will find your mercy and your grace. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. We'll celebrate this passage from Joshua chapter 24, beginning at verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed these great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. May God add blessings to the reading of his word. I was called this week and asked for a challenge, someone who is facing some challenges, and asked for direction and wisdom. I was called and asked about some prayer requests, and we just want to keep those in front of us and keep the blessings of that going. We want to continue to remember our shut-ins and those who could not be with us. We want to continue to pray for Suzanne and Charlotte and the multitude of the Scotts and the Robs and those that are struggling with physical issues. And we just ask that God will encompass us. My brother Salim is in Angola. He is getting ready for a worship seminar, so we want to bless him that God will pour out his revival on them and all across our city and our state, that God will pour out his blessings. Before we do that, we're going to worship together in a song, and then we'll go on from there with prayer.
Nothing can compare.
presence today, Father, singing your grace. Holy Spirit, you are in this place, and we welcome your presence. We welcome your grace. Let us, Father, become more aware of that presence. Let us become overwhelmed by your presence. Father, we just ask for your glory and grace. God, you know the needs of the church. You know the needs of the body. You know our sister churches around the area. You know Pastor Mark and Brent and Tom and the churches in our community. You know Bethany. God, and you know us by name and by face. God, we pray your blessings now upon all things. God, give us wisdom when we come to our 11 o'clock worship that all the things will flow the way they need to. But right now, God, put your anointing upon Charlotte, upon Suzanne, upon the families that are away, the families that are sick, and this special request that comes to me, Father, for guidance and direction. God, you know what's on her heart and her life, and God, we pray for that blessing of guidance and direction now. We ask all of these things, God, humbly through your precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Joshua is faced with a wonderful challenge. And you okay over there? I know your arms are probably getting tired by now. My wife is holding up the phone for me so everything can go through. So we'll try to make this short so our arms don't shake off. I know she's got some leaning going there. Have you ever faced a challenge that either scared the daylights out of you or worried you so much so that it's consumed your thoughts, your beliefs, and your opportunities? After 600 years and the promise to Abraham, here Joshua is making a decision with the people of Israel. He's about ready to move into the promised land. But there's a little problem. The wicked people are already living in the land of Canaan, and some of them are giants. The prospects of facing these giants in the battle would be enough to give anyone the bejeebers. It would be enough to scare anyone and cause them to really consider what they're facing. But God has given Joshua the opportunity to lead. 40 years earlier, Joshua was one of the scouts who urged the Israelites to trust God. But they've been afraid of the giants and afraid that even though God has promised them, what will become of the future? Now, all of the generations except for Joshua have basically died off. And the Israelites are told to go and consume the land, and God will bless them. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land, he said, to be strong and courageous and trust me. God miraculously dams up the Jordan River. He parts the sea. Joshua calls for a deep commitment and a true commitment. The best test of sincerity is not always open to hostility of foes, but he braces up the energy and begins to lead them. Joshua calls for the people in a statement to continually serve the Lord. Joshua chose to fight the Amalekites. He might have lost everything. Joshua chose to reject the golden calf, and it might have satisfied the immediate need. Joshua tells them to serve the Lord, a humble place. Joshua calls them to believe God's promises, and the land will be all that it has been promised to them. Calls them to recognize the leadership of the army and surrender and follow God. Joshua takes the leadership of Israel and leads them into the land. The humility God gives them is a choice in choosing God. It's making up and following his image and a sense that God is always there. And they make this bold statement, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There's no hesitation in his voice. That is gone. The decision was meant for us to live for God and not the influence of others. It calls for a deep, calm, clear, fixed, well-grounded, and solid decision. Joshua made the decision openly. It wasn't something he made in a closet. It wasn't something he made by himself. God had anointed Joshua, and Joshua made that decision amongst the people. The decision was earnestly carried out. It was kept throughout Joshua's whole life. We have always had, and will continue to have, tough decisions in life. One tough decision, I believe, should never involve our faith. People said, far be it from us to forsake the Lord and serve the other gods. They summarized their account of their history. They summarized where God was leading them. And they summarized it, far be it from us to serve another god. This was a great moment in history. But was it just a great moment in history? Have we been called, you and I, to serve the Lord today with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength? Have we been called to set aside the gods of the land? Have we been called to come forward and faithfully face the tough decisions and move forward with hope and resilience? We have an election coming. We have a lot of political ground. We have a lot of opportunity. But God calls for you and for me to serve Him not only for ourselves, but for our homes, in our work, in our lives, in our daily living, that we might show God that He is the true God, the God of the past, the God of the present, and the God for the future. Joshua makes that bold stance, a tough decision, a tough choice. How will you face those decisions? How will you summarize your relationship? Will it be one of a calling? Will it be one of resilience? Will it be one of faithfulness? Will you give God your entire life, your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength? And will you serve Him today? That is the call that Joshua brings out. May God bless you as we go forward and we close this time with a song. Amen. Have an awesome day. Go in His faith.